Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is Monday, and that means Laura Kennard joins us, and we are going to be talking about education opportunities for businesses and networking opportunities for businesses. What's going on in the greater Des Moines metro that you need to know about and that you can show up and see and be seen at the same time and also get something out of it. Laura, welcome back.
Hey, it's spring break.
Yeah, right, for somebody. Never, you know, it's never spring break for me. I mean, it's just like it's constant. 24/7. We're on, you know?
It's never a weekend. It's never spring break.
No, well, we did spend the weekend together, sort of.
We
spent a lot of time together on Saturday.
Yeah.
We were at the Podcast Iowa meetup, the very first one. And that was kind of fun.
I mean, it was really fun.
People from all over the state of Iowa and several other states were there. And now Podcast USA is in 10 states. Fascinating. It's just fascinating.
Yeah, well, we've talked again and again about, you know, I think that the thing that you see colliding when it comes to podcast and why podcasts and why you're seeing this trend nationally is
right.
Because, and one point that you brought up that I hadn't even thought about, but we talked in the past about availability for commuters with internet access in their car.
Sure.
We talked about the fact that, you know, people want information and entertainment, but they want it where they don't necessarily have to read it. It's something that they can either watch or listen to. And in the case of a podcast, they can do that without having to watch. So
right.
They can do it while they're cooking. They can do it while they're working out with the headphones on. They don't need to be watching anything and being distracted. They can just listen. And then I think the other factor is that it's much less intimidating to be behind a microphone without the video portion.
Yeah.
So you can speak about something you're interested in without worrying about what do I look like and all this business that people get tripped up about.
One of the things that I was so surprised about, and Stephen Meter, who put together Podcast USA, was talking about this. He said, you know, one of the things, and we're so time starved, so we can take the stuff on the go.
Yeah.
Well, here I'd never even thought of this, but on most podcast platforms, including several that we're on, including Podbean, you can increase the speed of the podcast. So you can consume more in less time simply by speeding up the voice.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. So you could, for example, you go to podbean.com, you listen to the Business News Hour, and you say, okay, fine, we're going to be talking about 14 minutes about stuff to do in the metro when it comes to business education and networking, but you want to hear that in 5 minutes. So you press a little button, and it just goes faster.
And we can hear that fast.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
That's like,
I had never even thought about that portion of it. But I just think that also the fact that from a radio point of view, there's radio broadcasts that are picking up podcasts now,
right.
And broadcasting them, and that you do, you know, have the ability to share it because it's still digital, you know. There's just a lot of really, and now you can always still even like at the meetup, we still did some live stream and we still take pictures,
you
so you can incorporate some of that and kind of layer it on.
Multimedia.
That's right.
It's got to be multimedia.
Yep. So, you know, embed it later on in your blog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very cool. I think that that's why you're just seeing a huge uptick in this.
For full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, I started to take a look at some of the podcasts that are out there really after we had this meetup on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so then I went out and I started to take a look at not necessarily the people who are in Podcast Iowa, but other podcasts that are out there.
Just in general.
And the drop-off rate is incredible. In other words, somebody might start a podcast and they'll go for maybe 10 episodes
And then they drop off.
Yeah, and they go, this is a hell of a lot of work.
Oh, well, just because people are really bad about doing something on a regular basis all the time. To be honest, I joked around on during the meetup about, mm-hmm. they said, so how long have you been podcasting? And I'm like, how long have I been writing the tales of a podcaster? I show up and he's got all the stuff. Yeah, I don't know if I call that podcasting. I'm definitely a regular guest on someone else's podcast. But the fact that you do it on a regular basis and have for so long is, it's like with everything. When you do it consistently, right. it sometimes takes time to catch on. And by the time it's caught on because you're regular, other people have already dropped off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that was one of the surprising things for me. I mean, I'm not going to embarrass anybody and start naming off names, but some very big names in Iowa.
Okay.
Started podcasts and now they have disappeared.
Uh-huh. And it's all about that consistency. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, it's just like, you know, when we started blogging, whatever you do, you got to always be in the space.
Yeah. And it can really matter, especially if you even get to the point where you're doing it every day at a certain time or even if it's every week. That people know. They know that that's where it's something they're familiar with.
Anyway,
so as I we have a few things that happened at the Iowa Center for Economic Success, switching gears here to events. And I always just want to say, check out the Iowa Center for Economic Success website. They have a lot of great community-based things. So they always have Mondays for Money, which is this is the constant question. Well, I don't know how to get off the ground with something because I'm not sure exactly how I can get the money. And they can kind of help sort that out. And you can just show up there 12 to 1 every Monday.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
No. And then Wednesday is just a general overview. I know they have Dream Builder that just started. So every quarter or so they're doing Dream Builder. So really set up to help people with businesses of all kinds. And then they bring in topics like on Topical Tuesday about taxes or whatever. So it's just a good place if you're a small business owner operating or someone thinking about getting started. So that is kind of the Iowa Center as an overview. And then we also have Wednesday of this week.
Million cops.
Yeah. Well, let me say also pop up at Wanderlust. I wanted to mention this because
Wanderlust.
Anyway, this was a pop-up that was happening at East Locust, so in the East Village. And pop-ups are really interesting. This idea that you can just have a temporary shop, and they're doing this from Saturday through tomorrow at 4 p.m. So it's going over a few days.
Through Tuesday.
And they have people that just have little shops set up. So local businesses that maybe they typically do go to maybe markets and stuff like that.
Right.
But this is sort of a smaller curated, and they have it in somebody else's location and just do a pop-up. So that is, I bring that up because I think it's a great place for people to test concepts before mm-hmm. you would open up a whole store, for example. Just get into the habit of, you know, get your card reader, just get all the stuff together and try that out and try it out in some different locations and find out what works for you. So they're having that and that's tomorrow. So that'll be the last day is tomorrow to head out and check that out. So yes, every Wednesday, of course, we do have in the morning the 1 million cups, which also allowing people to get some feedback about new business ideas that they're startups.
Right.
But also Wednesday from 12 to 12:45, at Drake University, they're having College of Business 101 speaker series. And I want to point this out because, first of all, the three guests that they have are going to be fantastic. So they're each going to speak for 15 minutes. One of them is Stephanie Majorin, and she does accounting. So she she's done some teaching at Drake. She's got her own accounting business. She particularly works with small businesses in accounting. She's very busy right now, so she mentioned to me today. So then Emily Steele, who has, she's doing the Hummingbirds, and she has Brand Launch. And that is so fascinating because you and I have spoken before about how do you rally influencers or micro-influencers, people in the community that show up to things anyway and say, hey, here's a thing like a launch, and we'd like to get a bunch of you here. And so she's leveraging the community to go out and help support new starts. And so she will she'll send out the Hummingbirds to different
And so if everybody understands what this is a cadre of people who are going to suddenly become a brand warrior for whatever that you're doing. And they'll go out there and use social media and they'll do all these things to help influence, get people to go to where you're at.
So her little company, Brand Launch, is really about this idea of launch. And so the Hummingbirds is a great opportunity to leverage people that are trying to get that first. So then the other speaker, I am very familiar with him because he was in the Drake University Student Hatchery program, but now he is working on his master's, and he has a Native Adventures, which he is originally from California, and he still has a coffee shop in California, and he has his own business that works with Native Americans in doing these outdoor adventures, and he gets Native American youth involved in going out on adventures. He also uses people that are from that community to do the tours and get people outdoors doing outdoor things. And his tie-in, because he has Native American roots himself, is supporting that community both in creating opportunities for that community as well as engaging the youth in those communities.
So there's not only business sense, but it's also educational.
It is.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. And he's doing, and he's an excellent speaker. And so the three of them are doing a speaker series on entrepreneurship. So they're all three very different entrepreneurs doing very different things. And they're going to just speak about what their entrepreneurial experience has been. And the title is really interesting. It says, it's not about the food.
It's not about the food. Okay.
So I don't know.
I sometimes have trouble connecting with things. You know, I just have trouble connecting sometimes with, okay, what the hell does that mean? It's not about, maybe that's supposed to be what it is. You know, we're supposed to go, oh, what does that mean?
So the doors will open at 11:45 at Drake, and in the programming is that they will have lunch provided, so you might come out for the food.
Maybe it is the food.
Bring your business card and be entered into a door prize drawing. Stephen Leach with Native Adventures, Stephanie Majorin, who has well-run results, and Emily Steele, the co-founder of Brand Launch, will be speaking about entrepreneurship, and it's not just about the food.
Got it.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. So that's kind of a cool thing that's on Wednesday that's different. And we also have, you know, we talk a little bit about Fem City because they are a very great networking group that really did kind of meteoric rise here in Des Moines when they started.
Big deal.
And they're doing Fem City Around Town Social, and this is going to be at the Olson Larson Galleries. So that's a social. And you can,
and
it sounds like they're probably going to different places all the time. And again, it's that idea of bringing people to people's businesses too, so that people get exposed to what is, what's around that maybe.
And the fun thing about that is you don't have to pay for a meeting room.
Right, because then they want to host it, and they want people to come and see what their business is about.
Bam, two stones, or two birds.
Exactly. So then Thursday, I've mentioned this a couple of times, Agile Iowa has their Lean Coffee. This time, so they do two. They do one that's downtown, and then every other week they switch it. So this one will be at the Machine Shed. So if you're out west
and
you're interested in understanding what Agile is or what Lean methodologies, that's a welcoming group that you can drop in from 7 to 8:30 early in the morning. So they're an early morning group to learn about Agile. So then later that evening, I've really like the Green Drinks Des Moines. So I wanted to mention that Green Drinks Des Moines is a group that gets together every month, and they talk about, well, anything green.
Sustainable.
Sustainability, mm-hmm. new mobility, walkability, alternative energy sources, electric car. I mean, just you name it. So this one, and community gardens,
right.
Farm-to-table food, all of those sorts of topics. This one's going to be around rain barrels and fund the trust. So what they do is they always bring in two separate speakers that are talking about two completely different organizations or topics, but all around this sort of green and sustainable sure. world. So they have it at Peace Tree. So it's Thursday, March 21st, 6:30 to 8:30. So it's in the evening. And if you haven't been to Peace Tree, it's super cute brewery that is across the street from Curate.
Yes.
As we've
been there.
We've been there. And it's free to go. And if you are one of the first 15 people, you also get a free drink ticket so that you
can try a beer.
You
can try something green.
And otherwise, you get $1 off if you're coming. That's actually sponsored by Silent Rivers Design and Build. So mm-hmm. they do a lot of supportive community things, which is awesome.
And this is not green eggs and ham. So
and by the way, you can also bring your children because it is welcome for you to have your minors.
Well, kidlets there, huh?
To that, right. Yes. And I've seen a couple of them come. So that is wonderful and fun. And also, the Side Garage. Do you know the folks at the Side Garage?
Nope.
So the Side Garage is having a grand opening. And I bring this up because they also were entrepreneurs that started out doing some stuff with Drake. And they have a remote screen printing business. So they will come out to festivals and allow you to be printing, learn to print. So they'll do artwork for example, they'll do Drake's Entrepreneurship has a logo for their center, right?
Okay.
So they'll invite all the students, set up shop right there, teach you how to run the squeegee, and you can print your own t-shirt. And so it's really fun. But up until now, it's always been mobile, and now they actually have a house. They have a location. And it's on at 513 Elm Street in West Des Moines. So there's a lot of stuff coming to Valley Junction, sounds like. So that's definitely in the Valley Junction area. And they have cute little studio space, which, by the way, we're speaking on.
We're in a cute little
space.
Yeah, it's called The Studio. It's in Windsor Heights. It's 6571 University Avenue. And this belongs to Lauren Campbell.
And you know, I love, and looking at their picture, and I know we can't see this, but they have a little couch and a little floor, and they do printing. And what I find is that people are curating these little locations. They have the thing they do, but it's also like little meetup areas.
Sure.
And you mentioned that they do some yoga here.
Yeah, it's just incredible. It really is how people are. They got a space, but rather than have the space be empty, why not utilize the space for some people?
Right.
You know?
So what they're saying about their open house is going to be 6:30 to 8:30 on Thursday. So I guess you need to make a choice between green drinks or try to catch both maybe. But so it's in Valley Junction. There's going to be refreshments and beer from 515 Brewing Company.
Yay.
And they're going to have sweet bites and a limited run of free mini pennants that you can pick up. And, of course, any party in the Side Garage wouldn't be complete if you didn't print your own shirt.
Got to print your own shirt.
So they're going to do that.
Right.
So those are just some fun things coming up that I think would be worthwhile to check out. And
good enough.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, that's a wrap. Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Kennard, thank you very much.
Can I make one quick plug? I'll hurry. This is totally completely a selfish thing. We have our very first public event that's happening out at Southridge.
Right.
And it's called Pound the Runway.
Yes.
We have a young entrepreneur.
When is that?
It's this Saturday. So there's three times. Either it starts at 9 or you can catch the next one and the next one. 9 to 1. So you can catch one of those in three. And Pound is a kind of a fitness aerobic class, but it's using kind of like drumsticks. And so if you ever like to air drum, if you've ever done that before, because that's just fun,
right.
They're using the drumsticks, they pound on the floor, they pound in the air, and it's just a fun, forget that it's exercise and just air drum to some music. And we're just testing out the floor at the runway out at Southridge.
All right, that's Saturday between what?
So you can sign up for either three times between 9 and 1. And here's how it works. Your ticket right now is $15, and you bring a friend for free.
All right. So really, it's wow.
$7.50.
And you can help
us. You can help us pound the runway.
We will have links to that up on the radio blog.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University and dmbizmixer.com. And we will also have a link to Pound the Runway so you can figure out how to get to Southridge Mall and pound the runway. Why?
That's right.
Why not, right? All right. For Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man.